News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
It is indeed. It is 8:06 on Mobile Mornings with Dan and Dalton on FM Talk 106.5. We don't call it Veterans Day, although Veterans Day, we'll call Veterans Day Veterans Day.
That's right.
But we call the entire month of November Veterans Month around here at FM Talk 106.5. I don't know of anybody else who actually does that, but we do, and we do it proudly.
We do, and let me just lay a couple things out for you before we get into this interview with James McDevitt, who I'm just so elated to meet this morning. But we've got Veterans Day live programming. The Mobile Mornings will be live from downtown Mobile as we get ready for the Mobile Bay Area Veterans Day Parade on Tuesday. It'll be cold, but don't worry, we'll have you some coffee and some light snacks to get you started on Tuesday morning. And also, I want to remind folks, the Global War on Terror Wall of Remembrance, still in town, still on the Eastern Shore there by the waterfront in Daphne, and it's been there for several weeks now, but you'll still have a chance until is Saturday the 8th? I guess it would be. Saturday, that's the final time you'll get a chance to go see the wall, which honors so many of our fallen from. I think they said the bombing of the barracks in Beirut all the way up to the withdrawal in Afghanistan in 2021. Just an amazing thing that you have to see. And I say that as someone who still hasn't seen it, so I need to make a trip down there and take a look. But it'll be there till November 8th before it moves to a different part of the state.
Right, we're kind of close. So that's this
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, okay. So good chance to get out there. I want to introduce our next guest here, James McDevitt, firefighter with the Mobile Fire Rescue Department and U.S. Army National Guard captain. This is our first time meeting, and you're in studio. Man, thanks for coming in. It sounds like you're a really interesting guy, and you've got a book you've written that we're going to talk about,
yes,
too.
Yes, sir.
So really fascinated and glad to meet you. And I'll just start off with a text, which we normally don't do, but we got a text earlier from someone who said, "Excited James will be on your show this morning. I worked with him years ago on the fire department. Never met a more accomplished person in my life. Great guy." And you certainly do seem accomplished just from what we've talked about a little bit. But a military man, tell us a little bit about how you got into the military and kind of an overview of your service.
Well, it started off with football. I went to Baker High School in Mobile. We weren't too good at all. So I wanted to be a college football player, and then I needed a way to pay for college, so I joined the National Guard. And then 5 months later, I was in Iraq.
Wow.
I got a bonus for being an 80 in Mike transportation truck driver, and I didn't know I'd be in Iraq that soon, but apparently that's the most dangerous job on Iraq and Afghanistan, so... That's where I went.
Yeah, welcome to the military, right?
Welcome to the military.
Man, five months after signing up.
5 months.
That is wild. And you were, I guess, already in pretty good shape with your football career.
Yes, sir.
So you weren't somebody who had to lose 900 pounds and learn to do a pull-up by the time you got in.
No, boot camp wasn't bad. I liked it.
And then,
yeah, I'm always afraid of people who like boot camp. That rattles me a little bit.
Yeah, but they're the guys you want out there.
Yeah.
So you had a pretty dangerous, the dangerous job in Iraq.
Yes, yes. I was an escort gunner, so we were all over the roads of Iraq for the whole year.
You were a target.
I was a target. That's a better way to describe it.
Yeah, you were a target. You were a target. Every day you woke up, you were the target. So you have these experiences. Still to this day, you're still a member of the National Guard.
Yes, sir.
A captain. And so are you done being deployed? Or the last time you were deployed, was it Syria?
Yeah, it was Syria in 2021. Uh-huh. For me, I'm probably about to hang it up, 21 years. I think I'm done with wars right now.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of your friends in service echo that sentiment and are keeping an eye on everything that's going on right now around the world. But you also continue, and I'll say it because I know you guys, you don't like to call yourselves this, but you continue to be a hero here in town as a firefighter with Mobile Fire and Rescue. How long have you been doing that?
Over 10 years.
Okay.
You got a family legacy in this too, right?
Yes, sir. My dad and my grandfather were both firefighters.
Uh-huh. Yeah. McDevitt is like that. If you were to write a book about firefighters, especially up in the Northeast, his name would be McDevitt. And that's true about the area where you came from, right? Or your family, I should say.
Yeah, we came from Boston, a small little island called Hull. And then we have a legacy up there. My great-grandpa was a superintendent of Boston Police.
Wow.
My grandpa was a keeper of Boston Light. Hmm. And my great-uncle was a harbor master. And we're actually the only allowed inhabitants on Petticks Island as of now, the McDevitts. It used to be a World War II Italian prison base.
Wow.
But it's right there in the harbor.
Yeah.
So the name, right now we run the tugs in the harbor.
It's interesting, Dalton, we get that text. I've never met anyone more accomplished.
Yeah.
Someone who worked with you said that about working with you at the fire department. And when you look back, you can see where it comes from. I mean, accomplishment, accomplishment, accomplishment. I know you're proud to be the McDevitt that you are.
I am. It's. I guess I'm just an achiever, and I don't believe in limits. So one thing to the next, I'm going to try to get my pilot's license next year.
Oh, awesome.
Well, so, and this is something we will talk with Scott Mann about. Scott Mann is someone you're going to hear an interview that we're about to do with him real soon, but he's somebody who has transitioned from military world amazingly into theatrics and
novels.
Literary, you know, all of that. He puts no limits on his life. You know, we could all learn a lesson from that.
Yeah, and it seems like you're the exact same way, James, as you talk about, you know, what you've done, and you didn't say it on the air, but played some football. I mean, you said you played football, but Southern Miss and Kentucky
I did.
And you're a big dude, and I don't want Dan to say anything to upset you and me have to get in the middle of this, but so you've written a book here, too, and it's coming out on Tuesday. Tell us, A Walk Among Heroes, what's this about?
It's a World War II story. And it's inspired by a story that really happened.
Hmm.
So,
how were you aware of the story?
I had a goal to read 100 books while I was deployed in 2010. I only got to 73.
It's still pretty good.
I've never got close since, so I wish I can do that now.
Well, but the slacker that you turned out to be.
That is true. That is true. And then I was inspired to write a book. And I, coming off a mission one day in Iraq, I wrote in a little black book something I would write.
Huh.
I never got back to it. But then years later, I was reading another book called All the Little Stories of World War II, something like that.
Right.
And they talked about this man who got in a car wreck in Pennsylvania, and this guy saved him in the snow.
Hmm.
Okay, this is prior to World War II. 5 years later, he's in a German death march in the snow again. The same man saves him.
No way.
Swear to God.
Wow.
And then it doesn't stop there. He comes back home. He's down on his luck. He goes to a random diner he's never been in. The same guy is there and gives him a job.
Wow. Wow.
That helped inspire a book because I'm just fascinated with all the stories throughout time. We just know maybe 1% of them.
Sure. But if that, right?
If that.
It's so amazing. And amazing that you turned that story up that I've never heard that before, and to write this historical novel about that, and I'm sure you kind of incorporated your military service as well.
Yes.
and mixed that in with the stories of our World War II veterans.
I did, and it was the characters in the book are my best friends from Iraq.
Okay.
Deployments.
I was wondering how you took your experience in a different era and were able to influence the book. You know, something about World War II as opposed to Iraq, Syria, and that kind of thing. But it had to do with the people, the personalities around you.
They
could be in any era, correct?
Yeah, and one of my favorite characters is a guy named Vance. And to the T, I describe him and how he is and how our conversations are. You know, all crude, dark humor.
Yeah.
But that's what we do when we're in stressful situations.
Sure, sure.
I'm hoping people will understand it more that aren't in the military.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't wait to crack this book open and get after it. And so it comes out Tuesday. People can pre-order it. But so so he saves this guy's life in Pennsylvania who's wrecked in the snow. You said it was 5 years later at the Nazi
five
death
or
camp?
5 years later, he's marching in a death march, and then the same guy carries him to their destination.
Man.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, you know, when you said you had this goal of reading so many books and that's how you found out about the story, once you decided that you wanted to write about this particular thing that happened and to fill in everything around it, I'm sure you probably already had a pretty good base knowledge of World War II, but did you dive in even further?
Of course.
Yeah.
You got to research it. I've always been a fan of, I think war is the greatest romance, and sense that men give up their life for the man beside them.
Mm-hmm.
And almost no one will do that for anyone mm-hmm. ever. But mm-hmm. you get a guy beside you in a hard situation, and you fight for him no matter what the cause is. And I think, for me, that's romantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. And when did you know, or when did you sense that you had this ability to want to write, to even give it a shot? When did you think yours? Was it in high school? Was it afterwards? When did you think I could be an author?
Well, I still don't think that actually, Ann, but I did it.
I'm looking at your book, okay?
I've been writing my whole life. Writing's easy to me. I consider it like words on a piano.
Okay.
I can play.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
The details I'm terrible at afterwards, but no, I've always written children's book, poetry, anything I can get my hands onto, songs, lyrics, but I'm like, I need to write a novel, and it's taken me 15 years since the idea, so I decided this year, I'm like, maybe I should just finish it, because it's one of the only things I'm good at.
I think it's
one of the only things. That's a lie.
Yeah.
I mean, you just said you play and write music, and I know you do some jujitsu, too.
I mean, do jujitsu.
And I read woodworking. I mean, where do you find the time, dude?
I don't know. I'm ADD. That's where I find the time. I just go from one thing to the next, and I never know where I'm going to end up at the end of the day. But my goal, since I am ADD, I'm like, I got to stick to the things I've always come to.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you go about, so you decide when you're writing that little book so many years ago, hey, this is an idea worth following up on. You eventually do. You write this book. In this day and age, and we've been talking about this more and more with veterans, and you know the podcasts that are available, whether it's Sean Ryan or Jocko, who you mentioned when you came in a little bit earlier, it seems like veteran stories are being told more freely and in a more extended time frame where they can really dive into not just their lives in military, but also the issues that they see now and things that need to be changed and can really put PSAs out there about things that veterans go through that you can't get in a 30-second hit on Fox News. It seems like it's easier than ever for veterans to tell their stories or tell the stories of other military men. What was kind of that ride like once you decided you wanted to write and publish this book? Did you get any assistance from any other veterans who have been through something similar, or how'd you go about that?
No, I just did it solo. Even the cover, myself, I did with AI, and then I just tweaked a couple of things.
It looks great.
I've talked to a lot of veterans, so I guess I could incorporate their conversations. But, yeah, it's a struggle from going on a high platform and being important to coming back home, often to broken families. Mm-hmm. So suicide's huge, and everyone knows that. So we lost maybe 4,700 in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the official numbers, I want to be on a low, over 50,000 committed suicides.
Jeez.
So it's a big
problem. How do you see the plight of the veterans at this point? I mean, is there help out there? Is there enough help out there? There are some services in Mobile that seem to be doing their best to...
Warrior Legacy Ranch and Vets Recovery, yeah.
Seem to be aware of the problem and are trying to administer to those veterans. What's the state of affairs?
Well, I was at a foundation last night, and for the first time ever, I heard that they brought down their veteran cases to only 1% suicide.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to find out what it was. I was there last night at the dinner.
Okay.
Well, why don't we do this, and it's time for a break, and we want to bring you back for another segment here. We're talking with James McDevitt. He's got a book coming out, A Walk Among Heroes. And it's inspired by an incredible story you found regarding World War II and a man saving another man multiple times. We'll get into more of that and also talk with James about some other stuff he's got going on. 251-343-0106. That book, by the way, comes out Tuesday, Veterans Day, and you can pre-order, search Walk Among Heroes on Amazon. We'll be back with more Mobile Mornings on the way.
Me and James are going to talk about the McDevitt-Brennan rivalry here during the break. And I'm going to talk very cautiously about it. 821. I have no idea we're getting read by, we're reading his book and he's reading us. James McDevitt is in studio just telling us during the break about his It's a love for psychology.
Yeah, and jujitsu. That's awesome. I really want to put people on this in the remaining time we have left, because James McDevitt joining us this morning, firefighter with MFRD, U.S. Army National Guard captain, served in Iraq and Syria, and he's now written this book about World War II, and you were kind of laying this story out for us. What an incredible little story you ran across, and then you turned it into something more. It's called A Walk Among Heroes, and I've got the link up right now. We'll put it on our Facebook page once we post this conversation, but I encourage folks, go ahead and pre-order it, and the more you pre-order it, the more people online will know about it that don't even hear this conversation.
Yep.
They might order it too. It's coming out Tuesday, but the link is already up and ready to go. A Walk Among Heroes. How long did it take you to write this book?
I want to say 15 years, but then I really dove into it last year. So a long time, unfortunately.
And you're an independent author.
Yes, I'm an indie author.
That means you're not represented by any of the big firms.
Yes.
That means that people need to get the word out and make sure that they read the book and hop to it.
Thank you, guys.
And it's one thing to read even a historical novel about the military, and there are fantastic ones out there by people that never served, but it adds realism when it's someone who has been in the bad stuff like you have over there in Iraq and in Syria. And I imagine it just makes it even more realistic and more, heartfelt. And I can't wait to read this. And you laid out that story. If someone's just joining us, kind of the premise of this: in Pennsylvania, pre-World War II, a man gets to an accident and another man saves his life there in the snow. And then a little later on, same thing, saves his life again, but this time on the death march with the Nazis. The
same two people, same two individuals. Yeah.
That's incredible. Are you thinking of writing any more after this? Do you have any other ideas?
I'm 60 pages into a series as we speak. And it's a completely different genre, so.
Would you be kind enough to let us know what that genre is or what it's all about? Or
It's Interview with a Vampire meets Constantine and meets the Timekeeper.
Oh, wow.
That's right down my alley, too. I like hearing that. That's awesome, man. So, I just had a question for you.
Well, how about, can you call 911 and request James? He's a mobile firefighter. Say, I'm not feeling well, and I'd like James to come by. And
that was one thing I kind of wanted to ask. How is your military service? I'm sure that helped once you jumped into the fire department.
Oh, it did. It did. It's another way for veterans to get back in and get to some kind of community.
Yeah.
So if you're having trouble as a veteran, I suggest join the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the same structure. It's another brotherhood.
And the jiu-jitsu community is as well, you said,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. I recommend that for everyone, and children, women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a
self-defense.
Self-defense.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, you'll be able to beat up half the world because of knowledge.
Yeah.
And your self-esteem and confidence will skyrocket, but you'll also meet the greatest people on earth.
Could someone my age take it up?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
One of the Gracies, he's doing it. He was 93. And still beating people up.
Wow.
So it's one of the things for longevity. It's one of the safest full contact sports, because at any time you say, I'm done, you tap, mm-hmm. and then it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the break, I think Dan will armbar me. But before that, we want to thank you, James, for coming in. And hopefully we can talk again soon as well. James McDevitt, thank you for being a firefighter. Thank you for your service in the military
thank
as well.
Thank you guys for letting me be here.
And I'm going to keep pushing this out. We'll keep doing this throughout the month. A Walk Among Heroes. It comes out Tuesday. You can order it. Amazon, I'm sure they'll get it to your house as quickly as they can.
Yeah.
And they're pretty good at that.
They don't want to mess with James. It's going to be the quickest delivery you've ever had.
So we'll share that link. Make sure you buy it. And thank you, James. We really appreciate
thank
your time.
Thank you guys so much.
830 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dan and Dalton. We will talk with Rob Holbert from Lanyap. Yeah, that's on the way.